I sit by my favorite tree. The grandfather tree grows just a little way from the woodland path. People from the village say that this yew tree is 1,000 years old, maybe more, and that it magically comes alive to walk the forest at night. When I was very small, I would often sit under its boughs with my father, where he would delight me with wonderful fairy tales. I remember vividly him telling me that if I sit very, very quietly and listen ever so carefully, then the grandfather tree will tell me many extraordinary secrets, fantastical stories of magical fairies and faraway lands. I breathe in the night air. Somehow the forest feels so very different. The night seems alive. The air is thick with the unknown, with excitement, with danger. I feel restless. I feel a deep-seated hunger, a need that grows increasingly within my belly. There is an unfamiliar intensity to the night. Bran the raven perches above me, high up among the gnarled branches. He cocks his head intently to one side as if to listen. Is he listening to the whispered tales of the ancient tree in which he sits? Or perhaps the old raven listens vigilantly for the dangers hidden deep within the woods. My mother seems to delight in telling me dark, dark tales of bad, bad things. God-forsaken things. Stories of unholy creatures that will end me in the blink of an eye. She told me of wild-eyed, lonesome beasts lurking behind every tree and stone. Evil demons that would tear my poor body limb from limb. She was especially fond of telling me about the big, bad wolf that walked these woods who could eat me up without a care. Time after time, my mother would scold, "Never stray, little red. Keep to the path and try and be a good girl." Maybe, just maybe, I don't want to be a good girl, Mother. I do so crave some of the things Mother warned me of. Did she not think that perhaps as I grow, I might become ever curious about those things? About the forbidden? Maybe. Just maybe. I close my eyes and I breathe in the night air. Just for comfort, my hands find their way between my legs, lightly brushing my precious place. How lovely that feels. Reaching under my skirts, my fingers begin to work busily between my exposed thighs. Joy fills me. Care escapes me. One finger, two fingers, slip inside. I inhale deeply. The whole damn night, my heart races, my breathing quickens, and rapture envelops me. An intoxicating concoction of pleasure and danger spirits me away. I am lost in delirium, lost in my own forbidden thoughts. I imagine what it would feel like to be with him. To have that unholy cock relentlessly ride my tight hole, fucking me like he would his bitch. To feel that magnificent creature fill me so completely. To feel that brutish cock unmercifully fuck my eager cunt deeper and deeper and deeper still. How would it be to be truly devoured by him? My big, bad, curious little red. Oh, I went off the path, Mommy. Oh, and I think I found the big bad wolf. Oh, I am little red. Wants to find the wolf. No, not find the wolf. Let the wolf find her. Yeah. That's what Little Red wants. Oh yeah. Mr. Wolf. Trembling from tip to toe, I look up. The old raven takes flight across the virgin moon. I slowly remove my wet fingers out of my delicious cunt. One. By one, I lick each finger. Perfectly clean. Sorry, I do try to be a good girl, Mother. Honest, I do. Your little red wants to be a good girl. But sometimes Little Red wants more.